where smooth and level as the summer main a spacious area opens on the plain. While with descending dews the herbage sweats, nor feels the rising sun's intenser heats, the sharpened scythe prevents the grassy height, and reaps the scanty harvest of the night. The rolling stone renews its morning round to crush the springing turf and sink the knotty ground. And now the polished globes, a numerous band, prepared for motion by the artist's hand, glittering with oil and splendid to the sight, o'er the soft verdant surface speed their flight. But lest some bowler should his cast disown, by different marks the different orbs are known. For gamesters vary, some prefer the bowl that, biased, wheels obliquely to the goal, while others will a different choice approve of those which in a line directly move. The chosen numbers part on either side as, or consent or doubtful lots, divide. Each chief assumes his arms, when now behold the jack exulting o'er the surface rolled, at which their missive orbs the bowlers aim, and, who arrives the nearest, wins the game. The leader poises in his hand the bowl, and gently launches to the distant goal. The current orb prolongs its circling course till by degrees it loses all its force. When now another o'er the level bounds, and orb succeeding orb the block surrounds. Scattered they lie and barricade the green that scarce a single bowl can pass between. When now with better skill and nicer care the dexterous youth renews the wooden war, beyond the rest his winding timber flies and works insinuating and wins the prize. But if perchance he sees, with madness stung, the lagging wood move impotent along, if its faint motion languish on the way, and short of length it press the verdant lay, nimbly he strides behind across the grass, and bending hovers o'er the rolling mass. Lest foul disgrace should on his arm redound, he blames the rising rub and guilty ground. What sudden laughter echoes o'er the green when some unlucky artless cast is seen? When the too ponderous lead with stubborn force allures the globe from its appointed course, the bowler chafes and fruitless rage ensues. His body to a thousand postures screws. He blames he knows not what. With angry blood he frets, he stamps, and damns the erroneous wood. The erroneous wood his fruitless rage disdains, and still its former wayward course maintains. But if a bowl dismissed with equal strength obtains exactly the intended length, and, nicely passing through the crowding balls, prone on the passive jack incumbent falls, with loud applause the splitting heavens they rend, and all the caster and the cast commend. When now the adverse foe projects around his careful eyes and marks the ambient ground, and studious the contiguous globes depart, he summons all his strength and all his art, the exerted vigour of his nerves applies, and rapid from his arm the brandished engine flies. Scarce half so swift to the Ilian goal, with rival speed the whirling chariots roll, while the fleet axle mocks the lagging wind and leaves the flying village far behind. When, if the wooden guards immure the foe and break the vengeance of the whirling blow, if the conflicting orbs are driven around and loosely scattered strew the Olympic ground, he chides his fate, his fervid spleen boils high, calls the gods false and damns the guilty sky. But if his bowl with easy passage slide, and with a clash the wedded orbs divide, his partners shout, the crowd espouse his cause, and the wide plain remurmurs with applause. Meanwhile the dog star burns with sultry heat, and every limb is drowned in briny sweat. They caught the shady breeze and cool of day, and from their temples wipe the trickling drops away.